News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The Minister for Housing, Owen Murphy, can no longer be trusted with compiling the monthly homeless figures. That's according to Sinn Féin, who are calling for homeless figures to be reassigned to the Central Statistics Office. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Owen O'Brien, joins us in studio. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Paul.
Explain this. Is this now, is this political shenanigans, or are you trying to rise a bit of a row with Owen Murphy? You've been beating him around for ages now. Where's your evidence of this?
Okay, so, and this is a very important issue. First of all, look, we don't have a row over statistics just for any old reason. If we can't adequately count the number of adults and children in emergency accommodation, then how can we hope to have a proper strategy to tackle it? The Department of Housing produces monthly homeless figures. They produced them last week, and we've just under 10,000 adults and children. But what we also know from a report given to us in September by the department is that over the course of this year, 1,600 adults and children have been removed from those figures, allegedly because they were miscategorised. But Kitty Holland did a very important piece of research, and it was published in the Irish Times on Saturday. She contacted each of the local authorities where adults and children had been removed from the homeless figures by the department on the grounds of miscategorisation. And what they all said, every single one of them said, these people are in temporary accommodation. They're accessing homeless services. They are on our homeless list. They do not have a permanent tenancy. So that is the definition of homelessness.
The 1,600 people who were moved off the list because they were moved into hotels?
No. So what the minister is saying in a response yesterday when the minister was questioned about this, what he's saying is, look, these people don't have a tenancy, but they are in what he calls own door accommodation, often owned by the local authorities or rented by the local authorities. And there's no dispute about that. The majority of people until very recently who were in emergency accommodation were in what we called transitional accommodation. They spent a short period of time, let's say in dormitory style, then they got moved into their own room or own door accommodation for a temporary period of time while they had a key worker to move them onto their own permanent tenancy. That's exactly what these adults and children are in. They're in accommodation which local authorities have either rented, leased or owned, but it is short-term temporary accommodation while they're homeless. So essentially what you've got is this. You have the local authorities who are the front line saying these people are all homeless. We're still treating them that way in our own internal systems. But the minister has approved the removal of these people, and I can only conclude one thing. It is because he is massaging the figures downwards, and the easiest way to resolve this is give it to an independent body who is above reproach, who has the expertise to produce these figures.
Yeah, but the CSO, and the CSO have formalists, like they mistrusted the figures coming from the guards, but they would still give an advisory. They would compile the figures and say these are the crime figures for this quarter, however we are still exercise caution because we are not 100% sure these are correct. The CSO might find themselves in exactly the same position in this case.
There's a better comparison, which is the CSO's recent responsibility for home completion. So there was an equally significant controversy over the Department of Housing's figures for the number of home completions of private and public houses. That's been given over to the CSO. They're now producing the figures, and the figures are really, really good and robust. They're also about half what the government was claiming previously. And again, I go back to this. Look, these are real people we're talking about. These are adults and children who don't have a permanent home, who are in very stressful temporary accommodation circumstances and are being moved out of that homelessness by the local authorities and voluntary sector organisations. We need to have an adequate count. And our problem is this. We don't just have a difficulty with the Department of Housing's figures. TUSLA funds separate emergency accommodation for women and children experiencing domestic violence and made homeless because of that. They're not included in the monthly figures. Rough Sleepers aren't included in the monthly figures. We've over 600 adults and children who were in the asylum system, now have their legal right to remain, but can't get out of direct provision and are using direct provision essentially as emergency accommodation. Mm-hmm. So actually, instead of having just under 10,000, we have somewhere between 10 and 15,000 homeless
people. But you know
what
you say about Rough Sleepers? There are people with very complex issues who don't want to be housed and will go out on the streets. You know, a lot of them do. I meet them all the time in the mornings here coming into work. And I asked one guy one morning, why are you, haven't you got accommodation? He says, I prefer to stay here.
But some of that is because, for example, some of the emergency accommodation is dormitory style. And for example, I've dealt with people who've gone through residential detoxification for drugs and are too scared to go
back. And they're very intimidatory, yes.
Because they want to be in a different environment. Some people have mental health issues. The issue here is this. How can we expect the government to adequately tackle the crisis if they can't even count?
Okay, let me stop you there. Okay, now it's a hugely emotive subject, right, Owen? And it's easy joining the Greek chorus and being on the hedge there and make loads of noise. But okay, I'll put it to you. Tomorrow morning, there's a snap election and Sinn Féin finally get into government. You're given the hot job. You're given Owen Murphy's job. In a year's time, where will you be? What are you going to do? Seriously.
A couple of big ticket items. So we need to double capital investment in social and affordable housing to double the output. Next year, the government will produce about 7,000 real social houses. We want 14,000 social and affordable houses. So we double the output and we do it within the available resources to government.
But the problem is it takes a certain length of time always to build a house. It's not going to be done like that.
But what you would also do is in the first year or two of that expanded public housing programme, you would put as much emphasis on the purchasing of properties as you would on the building of properties. Because you're right, it takes a couple of years from start to finish to build. The government has a target this year for purchases by local authorities and approved housing bodies of a mere 900 units when we have tens of thousands of vacant units out there. So increased emphasis on build, but also on buy. But we also need to take emergency action to stop the flow of families into homelessness. Single biggest cause of family homelessness at the minute, vacant possession, notice to quit by buy-to-let landlords. Simply prevent them from selling the properties vacant. If they want to sell because they're in trouble, let them sell. But they got a tax break back when they bought that property. At the very least, they should not be allowed to evict a family into homelessness.
I want to ask you about did you see the story in the Irish Independent morning? But the Irish Independent this morning, just for our listeners, the local authorities, Kevin Doyle says, the local authorities are failing to buy up derelict or vacant houses despite having special powers allowed for the common good. He's saying tens of thousands of houses are believed to be lying idle or empty around the country, while at the same time, almost 10,000 people are living in emergency accommodation. What would you do about that?
So the first thing is he's absolutely right. There are tens of thousands of vacant properties. There's a dispute over the number, but everybody knows that there's thousands. The difficulty is central government has only set a target of 900 purchases this year. In fact, the local authorities have already exceeded that because they're pushing that beyond. But what we need is a much, much more aggressive approach funded by central government with additional resources to local authorities to go after those vacant properties and bring them into stock. 1,800 properties have been offered to central government to purchase. These are vacant properties, turnkey, not on the open market, so you're not competing with first-time buyers. How many has the state bought of those over the last 3 years? Less than 500. So clearly there are properties out there to be got. Some of them are even being offered to the state and they're not buying them. Every local authority should have a vacant homes officer. They should have a dedicated budget and they should be given much, much more ambitious targets.
There seems to be a lot of conflict here between the local authorities and central government. Is it that the local authorities are kicking back? They've been fed up now with the way they've been drained of resources by central government. Would this be a manifestation of that, or am I being too conspiratorial here?
I talk to a lot of people in senior positions in local authorities across the country and they will often express a frustration. But what's really the problem here is as follows. Far too much emphasis of what the government is doing, whether on social housing, affordable housing, is about incentivising the private sector. We need to give local authorities the money and staff to build and buy the homes that people so desperately need. Okay. And if they were allowed to do that, and that's what Sinn Féin would do in government, we'd start to see this crisis beginning to be tackled properly.